In a few minutes, the health of what used to be called consumer value stores. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. It's a kind of out-of-town tryout for the big jobs number show opening on Friday. Today, the payroll processor, ADP, released its tally, finding 275,000 more people listed on U.S. payrolls in April. That is much higher than expected, but we try to avoid data without context. Let's turn to Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors in Chicago. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Let's pull some context into this. This private sector survey of payrolls, do you think it's going to line up with what we see on Friday from the government?
Well, remember that we get this number every month, and there has been some discrepancy. They're not always the same. But directionally, it shows that there's still a lot of jobs coming into the market. When we look at these numbers, you want to look at the directional trends. That's what matters.
Right. That's what may also matter, I think, to the Federal Reserve, which is wrapping up a two-day meeting today. They won't look at that 275 and change interest rate policy.
Definitely not. The market is expecting the Fed to do absolutely nothing today. And what they're really waiting for is to hear the comments at the press conference. So when Chairman Powell comes out and talks about what they were discussing in the meeting and how the Fed is looking at the economy, the market, as usual, will be examining that statement word by word to see what changes there are from the last statement. And they want to hear that the Fed is open to a new path and will be malleable in setting that course, depending on what they see in the economy.
All right. Well, we'll get to engage in parsing the Fed in just under 4 hours' time. Susan Schmidt at Aviva Investors, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ahead of the Fed meeting, the yield on the 10-year Treasury note is down below 2.5% at the moment. Disclosure, aforementioned ADP is a marketplace underwriter. I want to do the numbers. The Dow is up 59 points, 0.2%. Similar percentage rise for the S&P 500 at the moment. The NASDAQ is up 0.4%. While Apple's quarterly results were mixed late yesterday, it is buying back a bunch more of its stock amid that impending demand. That stock is up nearly 5%. CVS, the healthcare company, today reported better than expected profits for the last quarter. It's also getting earlier benefits than it expected from its $70 billion purchase of Aetna, the insurance company. The stock is up nearly 5% now. But CVS is also a pharmacy, and that is a competitive field, Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports.
CVS bought health insurer Aetna in November. During a February call, CEO Larry Merlo explained why.
The path to long-term growth and value creation lies in the establishment of new integrated healthcare models.
Now, instead of just being a place to pick up prescriptions, CVS can offer patients home drug infusions, help manage chronic diseases, and even straighten teeth. But central to this vision is MinuteClinics, where customers can get diagnosis and treatment in stores. Denise Dalhoff is from the Conference Board.
The MinuteClinic, CVS Pharmacy, and Aetna make CVS sort of like a 360 health company.
In the Houston area, CVS has been experimenting with in-store dietitians, classes, and seminars to draw more customers away from online competitors.
That's the name of the game in retail now, you know.
CVS will be hoping providing health services as well as products will be good for long-term profits. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
I'm Shepard from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I listen to Marketplace several times, actually every day, because it's got the economic news and developments that are important to me. I donate to Marketplace so that it can be available to everyone, and I sort of hope you'll join me in this effort. Thanks.
To join Shepard as a Marketplace investor, donate online at marketplace.org.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says more than 50 million people in the U.S. live in food deserts, low-income communities where it's very hard to find healthy food. As of the last census, 2 million of those people live in the Houston, Texas area. Some of this is lack of coordination and competition for funding among those trying to fix this. From the Marketplace Hub at Houston Public Media, Travis Bubenik reports.
Farmer Constant Walla spends his days sloshing through a muddy organic farm in the middle of suburban Houston.
And my farm stuck here.
He points out his rows of crops.
Eggplant, sweet pepper, hot peppers, carrot, arugula.
Walla farms land owned by the nonprofit Plant It Forward. People with Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits, or SNAP, can use them to buy his produce at farmers markets. But, he says,
many people don't know that. many low-income, they don't come a lot in the farm market.
So to attract more low-income residents, multiple farmers markets have started offering a two-for-one deal, where people who use SNAP to buy $20 worth of food can get an extra $20 worth of fresh fruit and vegetables for free. Houston has a variety of food banks, gardening and nutrition education programs, and companies selling higher quality food in corner stores. Those programs have helped reduce food insecurity, researchers at Rice University say, but not significantly. Rice's Douglas Schuler.
You know, one of the consequences of, I think, so many organizations is they are fighting for funding.
The study also found funders tend to focus on short-term efforts.
They want to build a garden. They want to see a school program.
Jana Robertson's with Urban Harvest, which organized the effort to double $20 SNAP purchases at farmers markets. She says groups like hers could focus on broader goals if funders were more willing to invest in long-term projects. Still, community advocate Huey German Wilson says the smaller efforts do help at the local level. Her part of town, where the median household income is less than $30,000, is considered a food desert.
We have grocery stores, but they're not grocery stores that provide for us at the level that we need.
She says a new SNAP-accepting farmers market planned for her neighborhood would give people access to fresher food. In Houston, I'm Travis Bubinick for Marketplace.
We're also covering research by economists and public health experts who found that a 10% increase in the minimum wage cuts suicides by 4%. Raising the earned income tax credit was also found to work. The Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed if you miss our coverage on the air this morning. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.